2 Timothy 1, 16-18. The Lord grant mercy to the household of Onesiphorus, for he often refreshed me and was not ashamed of my chains. But when he arrived in Rome, he sought me out very zealously and found me. The Lord grant to him that he may find mercy from the Lord in that day, and you know very well how many ways he ministered in Ephesus. Onesiphorus evidently had a knack of showing up at the right time, with the right attitude. His name literally means bringing profit, and to joyfully bring relief by bearing up the load of another. Notice Onesiphorus didn't just ask around concerning Paul's whereabouts, and when it got too hard or inconvenient, he went home. No, it says he ardently hunted Paul down and found him. Paul states that Onesiphorus often refreshed me and praises him for his hospitality, kindness, and courage. In that short phrase, the idea of refreshing is the idea that he gently breathed on behalf of Paul. He worked to relieve Paul's discomfort as seen through the idea of someone who is exhausted in the heat of the day and a helper whom God brought at just the right moment, gives them a drink of water, shades their eyes, and cools them with a fan when they are near to fainting. I seriously doubt Onesiphorus was looking for a position or a title, but what I am sure of is that he had a heart to help and support the work of the gospel with all his heart, and didn't even have any judgment about Paul's chains. Orthodox tradition holds that Onesiphorus was martyred for his faith in the city of Perium, not far from Ephesus. I think this Onesiphorus is someone I'd like to meet and know. We should never allow the enemy to tell us we have no worth because we don't have our name on a book cover, or because we aren't the main speaker at a conference someplace, streaming our faces and words all over the world. Paul placed high value and honor on women of character in 1 Timothy 5:10 who had good works. If she raised up children, lodged strangers, washed the saints' feet, or relieved the afflicted, it was called good works. In light of that, every time you buy someone some food, give the gift of gasoline, shovel your neighbor's driveway when it snows, give someone a ride home, or visit those in isolation, you are furthering the kingdom of God. That is, stooping down and washing feet. It's not enough to just be on the field. We must move the ball. 1 Corinthians 16, 15-18. You know that the household of Stephanas were the first converts in Achaia, and they have devoted themselves to the service of the saints. I urge you, brothers, to submit to such as these and to everyone who joins in the work and labors at it. The word therefore devoted means they addicted themselves, that they appointed and deposed themselves to supporting and serving others with all their heart. This whole idea of serving others without working to gain a position or a title was such a big deal, Paul points it out time and time again. Then in verse 18, Paul addresses the champions behind the champions, saying, "For they refreshed my spirit and yours also. Such men deserve recognition." The refreshing and service which was provided, that is washing feet. That is ministry as seen at its finest.